Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game, moving along on this sunny Monday. Beautiful day today. So much to get to. Guys, let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers. Guess I joining us now. He's the head men's soccer coach at NVU Johnson. And, of course, a lot going on with the Vermont State School System. It's Shane Bufano. How you doing, Shane?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Obviously, it's a tough time, and it's a little tougher for you guys down there. So, what's the latest? I know they tried to get a vote pushed through. It's been delayed. What's the latest on that? How are people in the campus community feeling right now? What's going on?
Well, we're feeling a lot better today than we did on Friday. So, obviously, everything happened so fast. So, my athletic director, Jamie Ventura, he does a really good job of keeping us abreast of everything that's going on. And the first I heard of anything of this nature was Thursday. And then all of a sudden, Friday afternoon around like 12:30, we got the news that they wanted to close the three schools and have a vote on it Monday morning. So for us, it felt a little disingenuous trying to get it pushed through pretty quickly without a lot of input. And it's been amazing how alumni, our players, just community members in general have kind of banded together, get a stop to the vote. And then yesterday, the big press conference was with the lieutenant governor. Governor put out a statement, and the vote got stopped today. So it's been postponed till next Monday. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully something quickly can happen with it that'll keep us open.
Boy, that's good news to me. As I always like to say, my undying love of Lyndon State on this show, the seventh best years of my life. So, I would do anything to make that not happen. And Johnson is obviously very similar to Lyndon in a lot of ways. This whole idea, and you sort of touched upon it with your first answer, kind of seems like it just came out of left field. Was it a shock to you last week?
Yeah, it was definitely a shock to me, especially because we're a public. I know there's been a lot of private schools closing where, you know, it's a little bit different there. Most of them have private funding, but obviously we're publicly funded. Obviously, I didn't think we were immune, but I thought we were more immune being a public. And I think part of being a public is what's kind of saved us a little bit right now and what's postponed the vote because, we're working off of government funds and we're not looking for it privately. So when this kind of thing happens, you've got all the people of, like I said, alumni, townspeople, community members, people who have interest in business in the state speaking up and speaking to the legislators, which gives us a little bit more hope. And it also allows us to kind of get some of the narratives out that are correct rather than some of the incorrect narratives that have been kind of pushed through. So one of the big things with the board and the chancellor is trying to put out there is, you know, that we're not financially viable at MVU, and that's just simply not true. We are actually financially stable, and MVU is the only one of all the Vermont public colleges that has not taken out any loans against the Vermont State Colleges at all, and we have the reserves to kind of cover that. I know we're not in the best of positions right now, nor are a lot of New England small colleges, but we, like I said, we haven't taken out any loans against the VSC at all.
Shane, if they were going to do this so quickly and move so quickly, it leads me to wonder, did they want to close your institution before the coronavirus pandemic happened? And this is just the thing to help, you know, push that under the rug and get this to go through. Do you feel like now this is something that they wanted to do all along?
I can't really speak on that in a sense. You know, there are a lot of rumors out there about those things, but I can't really find them with facts. I know a lot of speculation with what was called the white papers and closing one of the MVU schools kind of happened in a self-fulfilling prophecy ended up coming up with that in terms of Lyndon. But, you know, that's how a lot of the community members feel. Like I said, I don't have any facts to back that up. But, like I said, with such a short turnaround, it feels kind of dirty to me in a sense. And, these are all pretty great schools for our community, our students and our faculty and the state in general. If this is to happen, you know, I can't help but wonder what would happen to the towns of Lyndon, Johnson, Randolph, and everything that's surrounding it. I just don't feel like this would be a great thing for, you know, local businesses and the community in general. And obviously we have a large number of out-of-state kids, too, that come in and then end up staying in Vermont afterwards. So, you know, you're taking people out of Vermont and giving them or making them choose opportunities that are outside of the state to attend. And same with in-state kids, you know, you're whittling it down to just really for public sense, the CCVs in Castleton.
Shane, I'll get you out of here on this. As you, the head soccer coach on the men's side, if they do keep the doors open, are you fearful that they cut athletics entirely to save money?
I don't think so. There's some pretty good facts that I know to back that up. Mainly that we had about 60% of the entire student body from this incoming class, or sorry, the class that we had this fall. So there's a pretty big number of student athletes that comprise of our student body. And like I said, I think it was like somewhere in the 60% range for this year. I don't think that that's a worry. My worry as the men's soccer coach is more right now I've got 14 commits, 12 deposits, kind of from everywhere. You know, a good chunk of those are in-state, but I've got three from Washington, one from Alabama, one from Florida, one from Virginia. And, you know, the longer this goes, you know, I don't want to miss out on keeping those guys here and having them decide to go somewhere else just because of the uncertainty. You know, we were looking to have a really good season next year and build off our core. So, you know, the longer this goes, the more fearful I think everybody is that, you know, some kids might bail out just because of the uncertainty of it all.
Yeah. No doubt. Shane Bufano, men's head soccer coach at NVU Johnson, please keep us abreast. Let us know what we can do to help, because we certainly would like to keep the colleges going, and we certainly appreciate you coming on by.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.